都警戒他们了。我何时指着恶人说他必要死，你若不警戒也不劝戒他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。你若倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。再者，二人离异而犯罪，我将绊脚石放在他面前，他就必死，因你没有警戒他，他必死在罪中。他素来所行的义不被纪念，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒二人，使他不犯罪，他就不犯罪，他因受警戒就必存活。你也救自己脱离了罪。圣经读毕，愿神祝福他的话语。
依位先导，今天的题目是主说替我警告他们，我请人先。
各位兄弟姐妹，一个月一次，今日是纪念主餐的日子，是很宝贵。 Friends, brothers and sisters, very precious time today to remember the Lord's Supper. 等一阵间讲完道之后，我们会纪念在耶稣基督被钉十字架之前，他和他的学生在一起那一晚。等一阵间我们会正式的纪念。 And later after the sermon we'll remember the night before Jesus was crucified, spend time with the disciples, with the studentsPrecious Jesus, Holy Jesus, the Son of God, as portrayed on the stained glass. 我们这个的耶稣是圣洁的上帝的儿子，我们所爱的也是这么爱我们的这个主耶稣。就在那晚他擘开个饼，他说这个是我的身体，你们拿去吃吧。我们都知道，就是令到耶稣基督和我们可以合二为一。耶稣在我们里面，我们在耶稣里面。 And Jesus during that time broke the bread and said, This is my body, take, eat. And we understand that we'll become one with JesusJesus in us, and will be in Jesus, united. It is very precious, because if we are one with Jesus, when Jesus died for our sin, we'll be in Jesus. When Jesus rose again, we'll be with Jesus together. 我们知道这个很宝贵，因为耶稣在我们里面，我们在耶稣里面，当主耶稣受苦难的时候，我们同他一起；当主耶稣复活升天的时候，我们都可以同他一起。And Jesus also said, This is my blood, take and drink. Your sins will be forgiven, cleansed, and you'll have a new life and new spirit. We know that Jesus is an eternal spirit, so that the blood of Jesus is even available today. 耶稣又拿起个杯话：呢个系我嘅宝血，你攞去饮啦，你哋嘅罪会得到赦免，你哋会有一个新嘅心、新嘅灵。而根据圣经讲，耶稣嘅灵系永恒嘅，所以今天仍然喺度，靠住耶稣基督嘅宝血，我哋罪恶得赦，我哋有一个新嘅生命喺里边。我们常常都怀着一个感恩的心， We are very thankful for that. 各位兄弟姊妹，今天的题目是主说你替我警戒他们。主耶稣说，天父上帝说，你替我警告他们。 The topic today, the Lord says, warn them for me. Warn them for me.各位朋友，我在想反复思量祷告怎样解释今天的经文是最好啦。最后天父指引我，我就尝试这样去解释今天的经文。 Dear friends, how can I explain the message of the scripture today? And I prayed about that, and I believe the Lord shows me, try this way. 有四个人慢慢行近天堂的门。 There are four people approaching the gate of paradise. 第一个人是一个很恶的后生仔，他们不让他入天国，他入不到。这个后生仔又大叫又踢又打又闹，特别是闹他一个基督徒的朋友。耶稣基督跟这个后生仔说，他说，我叫了你的朋友警告你的了，我叫了你的基督徒朋友帮助你认识主去改变，预备进入天堂的了。这个后生仔大闹，好嬲咁样讲，佢乜都冇同我讲过，佢乜都冇同我讲过，佢一句声都冇出过。耶稣话：我会追究佢嘅责任，但系你冇办法入得到天堂噶啦。The first person, a young man, an angry young man, is not allowed to enter the kingdom of God.He is yelling and kicking and punching and cursing, especially his Christian friend. And Jesus says to him, I told your Christian friend to warn you. You got to come before the Lord, repent, and get ready for the kingdom of God. And the young man shouts aloud, angrily saying, He didn't say a word about that.And Jesus said, I will hold your friend accountable, but you are not ready for the kingdom of God. 第二个人是一个女仔，一个少女，她没有进去天堂。她一路走开，用她的手臂遮住她自己的面。他一路咒自己，我憎自己，我憎自己，点解我唔听我妈妈嘅说话呢？我妈妈警告咗我好多次噶啦，我好憎自己，死蠢死蠢。佢里边有好多苦涩，有好多埋怨。The second one, a young lady, did not enter the paradise. She walks away with her face buried under her arm.She keeps cursing herself, saying, I hate myself, I hate myself. Why didn't I listen to my mother? My mother warned me time and again, time and again. I hate myself, stupid fool. She is filled with bitterness and grievances. 她妈妈 嘗試一路攬住佢，好想一路攬住佢，但係佢縮開，佢怒怒嘈嘈，暗暗沉沉。點解你要生我咧？你唔生我咪好咯？點解你唔落咗我咧？你墮胎啦嘛！個媽媽一路睇住個女，一路走向黑暗裏邊。佢只有一路靠近耶穌基督，一路同主講：主啊，求你憐憫！主啊，求你憐憫！求你憐憫佢嘅靈魂啊！耶穌攬住佢，安慰佢：你盡咗力啦，你已經盡咗力啦。The mother tries to hug her, but she turns away, mumbling, grumbling. Why did you even bring me to this world, mom? Why didn't you just have an abortion? Seeing her own daughter dash towards the total darkness,The mother buries her head in the bosom of Jesus and keeps praying, Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy on her soul. Jesus hugs her really tight and comforts her. You have done your best. You have done your best. 第三個人是一個年紀較大的男士。他都入不到上帝的國，他很傲慢地樣，很苛刻地樣跟那幾個守住天堂的青年人說，你知不知道我是誰啊？我是諾貝爾獎的得主，我六歲我就開始做義工。那些守住天堂的年青人很恭敬好嚴肅咁樣指住天堂門口上邊掛住一個橫額：人若不重生，就不能見神的國。The third one, an older gentleman, was denied access to the kingdom of God. He is very arrogant and talks harshly to the young man guarding the gate.Do you know who I am? I am a Nobel Prize winner. I have been a volunteer of charities ever since I was 6 years old. And the young man guarding the gate of heaven respectfully pointed at the big banner hanging right above the gate, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.那個男士大聲叫，什麼話？重生？你是不是跟我講笑啊？你是不是跟我講笑啊？我每個月都回教會領聖餐，你說我不是真的基督徒，你是不是意思說人真的要重新生一次啊？我怎樣重生啊？我老了嘛，我再回去媽媽的肚子那裡重生啊？ The old man shoutsWhat? Born again? Are you kidding me? I have been taking the Holy Communion every month. You mean I am not a true Christian? You mean I literally have to be born again? How can I be born again? I'm older now. Can I enter my mother's womb and be born again? 耶稣行前来跟他说，这个牧师应该警告了你了，你是真的需要重生的。但那个人说，他没有跟我说过，他没有警告过我，他没有解释过给我听。耶稣说，我会追究他的责任，但是人若不重生，就不能见神的国。Jesus comes forward and says,Your pastor should have warned you. You do need to be truly born again. And the man says, He didn't warn me. He didn't explain to me. And Jesus said, I will hold him accountable for that. But except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 最后一个人是一个老婆婆，她的名字叫做恩典。她来到天堂的门口，她知道自己不配得进入上帝的国，因为她以前成日讲是讲非，成日在背后讲人的闲话，没有理过她那个以前那个牧师的警告，不听。The fourth one, an older lady, by the name of Grace, comes to the gate of heaven. She knows she did not deserve the right to enter the kingdom of God. She used to be a gossiper, a slanderer, talking behind people's back, ignoring the warning of her late pastor.他最大的后悔，最大的遗憾，就是曾经有一次教会里面有一个女的长老得罪了他，他很憎他，一路在人家背后讲他的闲话，破坏他的名誉。那很多教会的人就信他的说话，就疏远了那个长老，那个长老很忧郁，很不开心。过了一年之后，那个长老患了胰脏癌就死了。而这个恩典这个姊妹都听到这个消息。Her greatest regret was that one time a lady elder offended her. She hated her so much that she kept talking behind her back to destroy her reputation. Many church members believed her word and kept the distance from the elder. The elder was very depressed.About a year later, the elder had pancreatic cancer and died. Grace heard the news. 但后来在一个圣餐里面，当到认罪祷告时间的时候，这个恩典姊妹一路看着一篇她以前的牧师所写的祷文，那里讲慈悲的天父，全能的上帝，我承认自己是一个罪人。就在那时候，圣灵开他的眼，令到他知罪，有个声音在他的心里面说，你的仇恨杀死了你的姊妹。他一路哭一路哭一路哭，承认自己的罪，要悔改。大家都可以想象他后来的人生是怎样生活的。In a Holy Communion during the time of confession, Grace read the confession written by her late pastor. Most merciful God, we humbly admit that we need your help. We confess that we have done wrong. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord convicted her. A voice spoke in her heart. Your hatred killed your sister. She wept and wept and wept.And confess her sin. And you can imagine how she changed for the rest of her life.
现在她来到天堂的门口，天堂的门为她大开，很多兄弟姊妹来迎接她，其中有一个就是那个女长老，她们大家拥抱，一路在那里哭，恩典，求个长老原谅我，你原谅我。那个长老说，在你吃圣餐一路喊的时候，我已经原谅了你了。他们大家一路拥抱一路哭。那个以前的牧师站在耶稣基督的隔离，一路在那里喊，他揽着耶稣，耶稣揽着他，他说多谢你主耶稣，你在恩典姊妹里面有好多恩典啊。Now she comes to the gate of heaven. The gate of heaven is wide open for her, and many brothers and sisters come to greet her. Among them comes the lady elder. They hug each other and weep and weep and weep. Grace asks for forgiveness, and the elder says, I already forgave you. At the time, you wept at the communion. They hug each other tight and weep. Her former pastor standing next to Jesus is also in tears. He hugs Jesus and thanks Jesus for his grace on Sister Grace. This is the message of the scripture we read today.
这个就是我们今天读以西结书的信息的内涵。
Let's pray. 我们一起祷告。